Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. Once again, I ask you, what are you thankful for? What are you really thankful for? And if you are looking for a reason to be thankful, let me give you one right now. Today is the 30th day in the month of October 2024. It's the last Wednesday in this month, and we are heading gradually towards the end of this year. So I ask again, what are you thankful for? If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that show where we get to hear, learn, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the Word of God, like to get deeper insights to what God has for us. If you're here and you feel like you are lost, you feel depressed, you feel betrayed, you feel all sorts of emotion, and you just want to let it all out, God is waiting for you to drop all of that, because he wants to carry them and he wants to speak to you this morning. So I want you to drop it all at his feet this morning, and let's dive into the Word of God. God has something to say to you, so I want you to stay tuned. And if you've been so frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. I want you to tell most especially that person that you've been trying to bring into the fold of Christ. Once again, I welcome you all to the 30th day in the month of October 2024. It's another beautiful Wednesday. So let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I welcome you all. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, the lot of the boastful. The lot of the boastful. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 10, In Christ Alone, hymn 10 of our Open Heaven Manual, In Christ Alone. Our Bible in Monia is taken from Luke chapter 23 to chapter 24. Luke chapter 23 to chapter 24. Our memory verse today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23, which says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Once again, let's take it again. Our memory verse is taken from Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Mark chapter 14, from verse 22 to 31. Mark chapter 14, from verse 22 to 31. And we'll continue to read from 65 to 72. But let's start from 22 to 31. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Mark chapter 14, from verse 22 to 31. From verse 22, it says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, 'Take it, this is my body.' Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, 'All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.' Peter said to him, 'Even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be.' Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly I say to you, that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.' But he spoke more vehemently, If I have to die with you, I will not deny you.' And they all said likewise." Then we are continuing from 65 to 72. From 65 to 72. "Then some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to beat him, and to say to him, 'Prophesy.' And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and when she saw Peter warning himself, she looked at him and said, 'You also were with Jesus of Nazareth.' But he denied it, saying, 'I neither know nor understand what you are saying.' And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, 'This is one of them.' But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter again, 'Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it.' Then he began to curse and swear, 'I do not know this man of whom you speak.' A second time the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word of Jesus, the word that Jesus had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.' And when he thought about it, he wept." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's quickly dive into the word for today. Emmanuel says in Matthew chapter 26 from verse 31 to 35, "Peter showed himself as a boaster. Jesus Christ turned to the disciples and said that they would desert him that night. And Peter responded boastfully, 'Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended.'" In other words, he was saying, "Me? Do you know whom you are talking to? If all these weaklings desert you, you can count on me, Lord." The Lord said, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me thrice." He said, "It seems as if you don't know whom you are talking to. Even if I have to die with you, I will die. I can never deny you." However, in the book of Matthew chapter 26 from verse 69 to 75, who did we find swearing that he did not know Jesus? The same Peter. "Whatever a fellow boasts about has power over him or her." This is why the Bible says, "Rejoicing in boasting is evil. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. We see that in James chapter 4, verse 16. Once you find yourself boasting about something, watch out. That thing is about to become a tool for the devil to use in bringing you down. This is why you must not boast. The only boasting allowed is boasting in the Lord, like we say in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31. That is what David did in 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 41 to 47, which led to him defeating Goliath. Even if you feel no one is better than you at something, keep your mouth shut. A man considered to be wiser than all men in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 31 said, "Let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips." Like we say in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. Boasting is like being on a battlefield and telling the enemy how to strike and defeat you. You may think you are talking about your strength, but every wise fellow knows that the moment you boast about something, it becomes your weakness. Goliath was boasting before he got struck down by a mere teenager with a catapult. Nebuchadnezzar was boasting about his achievements in one moment, and the next moment he was eating grass in the field like an animal, like we see in Daniel chapter 4 from verse 28 to 33. Finally, beloved, if you have been a boaster, repent now. You may only boast in God, but avoid all other kinds of boasting. There is no good in boasting outside Christ. It will only lead to shame and defeat. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, never ever boast in your status, abilities, or your possessions. I want you to search your hearts. Are there things that you think you are so boastful about? I want you to be very, very careful of them this morning. And I want you to always search the intent of your heart and the intent of your words. And I pray as we do this, the Lord will keep directing us in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do that by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the Open Heaven, click on the podcast first. Then click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional manuals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, share, or download. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, on Play Store and Apple Store. On Play Store and Apple Store, you can download it to enjoy all our amazing shows lined up throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and spirit-filled. If you want entertainment on a gospel level, Praise Palace Radio is the place to be. Thank you for staying tuned and thank you for joining us. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye.